Hi everyone, welcome. This is Dave O'Connor, and as we're recording this one live, I am in Vancouver in Canada here, and love it here. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and I hope you're keeping very well, and I know that since you started the program, there's going to be areas where you've excelled in, and hopefully your business has increased. And of course, you know, it's going to be a case of you're always going to have the challenges, and life challenges are always going to present themselves as well. So hopefully this call will pull it all together for you. And it is about downloading the super achiever mindset. And, you know, I love to remind people that we're all on a journey. You know, we're all on a journey in our business, in life, right? And part of any journey, you know, is to know that there are going to be dark days. If you're familiar with the hero's journey, the mythic journey that Joseph Campbell used to go on about all the time, I think it's so true. I think you can really look at your life, and you can look at the patterns in your life, and you can see that, you know, you start out with this call to adventure, right? And often we are, you know, reticent to actually move out of our comfort zone and to answer that call, so we refuse it many, many times. But eventually you do actually get on your way, right? But you're going to be tested, and you're going to go through what you need to go through in order to grow, to evolve, to build your character. So it really is that call to adventure, seeing it like that, but knowing that there are absolutely going to be dark days along the way, because that's what helps us to grow. You know, if it was going to be a case that we're on a high all the time, then that would be unrealistic. Then we're not really going to grow. So it's just to remind people that you are going to get the challenges on every level of life. And often you'll find that people will quit, right, way too soon, often because they get stuck. And again, in the mythic journey, they would call it the belly of the whale, where they get stuck there. And a lot of people don't realize that just beyond that is the transformation. And beyond that, they're going to reap the rewards. And you often might have this kind of a thing going on all different levels, okay? It may be that your business is growing, but in your personal life, you're having challenges. It may be that your personal life is growing and your business is having challenges, okay? And everything is linked, of course. So I think it's just to be aware of that, be mindful of that, that it is going to be a case of up and down. But if you can learn how to, especially when you're in the midst of the negative stuff, not to stay there for longer than necessary. Notice I say for longer than necessary, right? Because, you know, we're meant to feel the full range of emotions without getting stuck in them. It's very healthy to feel that full range of emotions. So why would people quit, for example, in the business? Okay, well, lack of results for one thing. We're putting in a lot of effort and even expense, and they're not getting the results back. They could have, you know, their team getting to a certain point and then falling apart, right? And then it's who are you going to be when that actually happens? Getting stuck then in the worry, the fears, and the doubt. And again, that's just, you know, that can be because of the people that you're around, the situations that you're in. We tend to be brought up in a state more of worry, and we're running around in that state of worry with a knot in our stomach all the time because of financial problems or whatever. A lot of people are overwhelmed, right? We're in the information age, so it's misinformation. It really can be information overload. And we talked a lot about comparative thinking, comparing yourself negatively to other people. All of these things can dent your confidence, and, you know, they can slow your progress. A lot of people, we talked about the obsessive in the first week, can really be driven, right? But that's only one part of this. And if you keep going with this and you don't learn to tap into the other areas and you don't learn to have a bit of a balance in your life, then you could be burnt out. Okay? And then, you know, the biggest challenge, of course, with keeping people's heads in the game and you keeping your team's head in the game is personal problems. You know, and people often say to me, well, how do you keep going? You know, when you have the financial problems, or you have the relationship problems, you know, or you've got, you know, people in the family can be ill, and obviously, you know, people can pass on, and well, that's life. It's just by knowing that that is life. It happens to us all. It's part of the journey. It's some of these things are never easy, but it's still a matter of training yourself to manage your emotions, hold to your vision, and keep true to yourself. So we're all involved in this ongoing journey, right, where we grow and we learn from our mistakes. But you've got to keep going, and you've got to keep growing, and you've got to keep learning from your mistakes as well. And when you step back from the screen and look at it from that overall point of view, I think that really does make a difference. It really does. You know, and it allows you not to be too up close to the screen of your life at times, to be able to step back, look at the overall picture. And in a nutshell then, you're going to be able to, well, you're really going to be able to stay focused on the bigger picture, I think. You know, I think that's really going to be crucial that you can do that. Okay, so if you were to ask me, what is it, if you wanted to really succeed in your business, right, what is it that would, in a paragraph, sum it up? Well, I think it's tenacious work ethic. I think it's the desire to really achieve your dreams, not to live somebody else's dream, to develop your mindset, which is what we've been doing all the time, and to a point where you believe everything is possible, to be able to work around any challenge that presents itself, because there are going to be many, okay? And that, again, like I say, I will keep telling you, is how we grow. And then, of course, to embrace every aspect of the building process in terms of your business, right? The business building process where you just know it inside out. And then you're going to be able to handle the challenge as you move forward more effectively and not go into meltdown, okay? So you're going to be given lots of challenges, and when you can handle that greater amount of challenge and not go into meltdown, then you're going to absolutely grow. Because no matter who you look at in life, you know, when you look at the superachiever mindset, right, and people who are achieving in all walks of life, right, they have the same amount of problems as you and I or anyone, often more, but it's how they're handling it, okay? So I want to go through what I believe are the 10 traits of the superachiever mindset, and then we're going to do a blueprint that will help you to download all of those traits. And, you know, I'm sure you could add many to this list, but these are, you know, studying people, the ones that I feel that, you know, you need most, and it'll, you know, encompass a lot of the other ones as well, I think. Okay? And as always, feel free to ask any questions during the call here as well, and we'll check in as we go along. So number one for me is authenticity. I think, you know, first and foremost, you do have to just be yourself. You know, a great leader, the superachiever, is not trying to be someone else. Often people can be trying to be someone else. I think it's important that, yes, you do have role models, but ultimately the greatest leaders are being themselves, being true to themselves. They have that confidence and belief in themselves. And they're going to listen and gather information, but in the end, they ultimately don't look to others to make the decisions for them. And I think I've said it before, but Warren Buffett said it very well when he said there can never be a better you than you. I think number two It's having the courage to face your fears. It's not always going to be a popularity contest. And with the challenges, both personal and business, that you face, it's still about having the courage to really face those fears, to face the fears and to do it anyway at times. You know, and often it's about doing what's right rather than what's easy, because often people don't want to, you know, upset the boat as such. They don't want to confront people on their stuff. In my experience, for the most part, you will be popular, but you'll also learn to be more direct and firmer around your boundaries. So I think part of that superachiever mindset is definitely to be the authentic you, to be genuine, and also to have the courage to speak your truth and follow your heart. Yeah? And of course, we talked a lot about fear during this course, and it really is what stops people. So the fear of success or the fear of failure, you know, we have these dormant fears lying deep within our psyche, deep within the subconscious mind. But a lot of people are afraid of being successful because it's unknown to them. They are leaving the safe harbor of the known. And if they become really successful, then they have to go out and step out from the herd. And that scares people. Right? It scares people to think that they have to step up and they're going to be more exposed, and they're going to have to, you know, speak in a more confident way about their business and get up there in front of in front of thousands of people on stage or whatever. And, you know, if you keep limiting yourself and you're afraid of your success, obviously you're going to sabotage yourself. You're not going to start that new idea that you had to move your business forward. You're not going to take the risks that you know you need to take. You're not going to seize those opportunities and take those bold actions like we talk about during these trainings. And then, of course, we have the fear of failure, which is huge. We just stay within the comfort zone because we are afraid of risking or trying something new, okay? And really, we do have to fail forward. As Emerson once said, do the thing that you're afraid to do, and the depth of fear is certain. And I certainly had to do that in my own case in overcoming my fear of speaking, because I knew it was huge in my destiny. So Mandela said it well when he said, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. So you do have to be courageous. Then I think number three is the commitment. You know, having that commitment. I mean, I think anyone could say, I'm interested in success. I'd like to be successful. You know, I'd like to have a huge team. I kind of like a nice house and the freedom financially. I'd like to have all that. But you see, if that still remains like a weak wish and a passive interest, which it is for a lot of people, then nothing is really going to happen. And you'll know that when you talk to people, because they could take it or leave it. They could easily retreat back into their comfort zone and not really go for it. So I think when you move that interest that you have up to the level of commitment, when you get committed and you get behind it, right, then I think you really do get serious, and that's when people take you seriously. You know, when you get serious, when you get committed, then people are going to take what you say seriously. They're going to get behind your vision. They're going to join you. And then number four, and again, we've talked about this since the very first webinar, right, and it is having that resilience, developing your resilience, fighting for your success. Because, you know, you're going to, like I said in the hero's journey there, be tested. You're going to have people who you think are going to be with you the whole way, and they're going to up and quit. And it really is to look back and to know that, you know, the path for success for people who are where they are in a business right, super successful, it has changed so many times. Their team has changed so many times. So I love to remind people that they are the actor, producer, and director of their own movies, but you know what? The extras are going to change often, right? So your team will change. There are some people who will be there who you're meant to meet for all of your journey, and some people only play a smaller role, okay? And that's perfect, and it's to know that and recognize that. So, again, going back to the dark days thing, that's where the resilience comes in. Tough times are inevitable, and we don't like change. We don't like discomfort. But fighting against change and fighting against discomfort is like fighting against the seasons. You know, it's just inevitable, right, that summer is going to be followed by autumn, by winter, by spring. So those who embrace the change brought on by the difficult times grow stronger, and they understand that adversity creates the opportunity. But hey, there's something just so magical, right, with just sticking to your dream when at times everyone around you is laughing at you and telling you that it can't be done. And I think you're rewarded. I think the universe rewards you because you're going to, behind that again, have the persistence just to keep going, to go the extra mile. And when you feel like giving up, you're going to reach deep within you. And it's that final 1% that makes you a great leader, that makes you a super achiever in your field and will allow you to cross that finish line. So, and again, I talked about earlier the obsessive, that's very one-dimensional. So I think along with having that drive, the commitment, the resilience, the courage, you know, I think you also along the way have got to have the patience. And as you know, in the alchemy formula, that's huge, right, where you're able to detach from your outcome, from the worry of your outcome, and know that just because something doesn't happen in the time frame that you set doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Now, a lot of people fall down on this one. You really do have to keep reminding yourself that it really is only a matter of time if you keep doing the inner work and you keep doing the outer work as well. Okay? So, again, going back to the resilience, because it ties in. You know, the bigger the dream you have, the more obstacles you're going to face, the more you're going to have to bring up your game. So the higher you reach, the more you're tested. And it's to embrace those challenges and know that if you're patient as well, and that life tests the passionate revolutionaries, the big dreamers, the visionary leaders. It's like a weeding out process, truly, right? Only the people who are strong and resilient, like I said on one of the previous slides, and also who are patient will get to live their dream. If it was that easy, right, then everyone would be there. So that's why it does take a special mindset and a special person, right, to really stay the course and to stay true to your vision and to stand up for what you believe in and stick to your dreams. And along the way then, you know, you've got to extract the learning. You know, if you didn't get a goal in the time frame that you set, you know, what is the lesson there? Do you need to dig deeper on the inside, right? And do you need to be more focused? Do you need to be more innovative, more creative? Do you need to draw on the intelligence inside you even more? Do you need to take more action physically on the outside, right? So it's always about course correcting. And also being a master at reframing. Edison put it very well. I never fail at anything. I successfully find ways that don't work. So can you really turn those negatives into positives? Because the seeds of success, right, are there. And it really is the people who allow themselves to fail forward, to fail more, who ultimately will learn what to do and succeed. Next. Next is just to make sure that you have the passion, and of course that ties in with, from the get-go, your vision, right, and your why. And I know a lot of people will say to me, well, my why is very strong. If it's not producing this enthusiasm that builds to passion, right, I think that word is hugely important, because passion creates excitement, it fills up all of your mind, and it activates your very spiritual energy, right, as well as your physical energy, as well as your mental energy. So if you're not displaying passion on a regular basis, passion will allow you to keep going the extra mile, to bounce back. It will allow you to be patient. It will allow you to, you know, have the courage to face the fears and do it anyway, right? So you do have to display that. You have to feel that. And if you're not feeling that, then again, you've got to relook at your vision, and you've got to make sure that you're offering your mind cells, remember, something that is so compelling, that's so exciting. I think that passion and excitement in behind that is paramount to your success here. It's contagious, right? Nothing spreads faster like passion. And even if people say no, they'll still admire you, and you'll stand out in their mind. And then I think trust comes into it too, because people will trust you when they really feel that you care about them. But I think it's important, and I think maybe you'll agree with this, that you trust yourself first and foremost. Often people, we're so hard on ourselves, we don't trust ourselves, the part of us that has the power, right? We have great power. The power to change our world and the world. And it's to start to more and more rely on that. You know, to trust that everything is happening for a reason. You know, so if there's a lot of difficulty going on in your life right now, then again, that is part of your journey, and it's meant to happen so that you can grow and trust in the process even more. And then because of that, then, I think you'll attract more people when you really care then, and you really feel more like, because purpose, I think, is linked to this as well, that everything is happening for a reason, when you want to really serve and add value, and you believe in yourself at that level, and you believe in the people around you. You know, the people in your team, they are going to need you to believe in them initially more than they believe in themselves. Okay? And they're going to feel that from you. And at that stage, then, your business is going to sell itself. It is going to take off. And I think you'll get, there's levels to this. There's definite levels. And for people who, and I often have people come up to me and say, it's just not happening for me. Well, again, I'm going to suggest that you absolutely step back and look at where you are, right, along the journey. You know, are you at the beginning stages of that? Do you really need to overcome some more tests, right? Because life is going to keep kicking you, you know where, until you get it, right? Until you learn from your mistakes, and then you trust in the process more and more. And the little things count. Now, who you are, how you're showing up every day, and those seemingly small, insignificant things that we do, right? It all helps. And linked to trust is integrity, and that should go without saying. But as a leader, right, you've always got to have that commitment to integrity and do the right thing. You know, your team is going to see that, and they're going to join you, and they'll stick with you. And then number 8 is intuition. And this is like, it is like tapping into the sixth sense, and you've got to develop that capacity. And that has served me so well. I know it served you so well, but it can serve you so much better, right? Especially if you do the inner work and you listen to your blueprints and you deliberately clear your mind and train yourself to become more present. Because then I noticed that even things that are opportunities that have come my way right now, that I'm in the middle of and enjoying the success of, I had a really strong feeling about some of these things happening, even at the start of the year. And it's fascinating because it's a different kind of feeling. It really is an absolute knowing from that deeper part of you. And you can develop that. And this is definitely one of my favorite parts because you need it. And, when you look at the greats, they really have been able to tap into their intuitive side. Even the greatest business minds that walk the planet, that have walked the planet in the past or are currently shaping our world in various ways, they talk about this deep, deep sense of knowing and intuition, whether it's late great Steve Jobs or people like Branson or Trump, right? Love or hate the guy. I love hearing his stories, right? Where people, when they meet him, say the guy is literally, borderline psychic, right? In the way that he can tune in. I mean, it can be stunning the level that these people are operating at. And I think Edison said it very well, right? The world is ruled by infinite intelligence. Call that what you want, right? There are infinite laws behind it. There's no denying that fact, and it's mathematical in its precision. And, I think it flows through us, and we're part of it, and, it's in your own best interest to rely on that part. And it gives you this tremendous security, is the way I describe it, that if you learn to become more present, that you will be guided by this higher part of you and be moved into better and better places in your life. And that's what I noticed. It will take you to better places in your life as you evolve. And then within all of that, by being in touch with your intuition, by doing the inner work a lot as well, I think even when faced with crisis situations, then you'll be able to maintain your sense of humor, which Gandhi said was key to his success when faced with adversity. So I think it's important that within it all, in the tough times, that you still figure out a way to be playful. I know it's hard, but it's important to find the humor in tough situations, to be able to laugh at yourself, not take yourself too seriously at times. And then number 9 is what I like to call unopposed laser focus. And in the information age, in the information overload age, this is going to be more and more vital as we move forward. So as we come to the end of this course, I really want to labor this particular point because I think it's underlies a lot of the other things, right? Because if you have that ability to take your head out of your thoughts and push the distractions aside, then you're going to be able to draw on your intuition. So you're going to be able to focus on that without opposition coming in the way for longer periods of time. I think this one here is the secret of secrets. I believe that you can learn just to develop your capacity for rapt and sustained attention, laser focus, and that it's like the magic bullet that shoots everything. So everything's important that I'm talking about here, but this capacity will allow you to do everything that I'm talking about here so much better. Because you can keep your eye on the ball and ignore the distractions. it will allow you to be more present, for example, and then develop presence. So what you'll find is that you'll have charisma and presence, and a huge reason for that is that you have this ability to focus with this extraordinary mindset. It really is like a laser focus. And then that presence creates connection, and that allows you to magnetize opportunities and the right people towards you. So remember, the divided mind can't draw on the power. But the single-minded, laser-focused individual, right, who can just focus on their goals for a little bit longer, a little bit deeper, right, they're going to start to draw on the power. And I think that's absolutely huge. And it allows you to, we talk a lot about creating habits over this course, right, and hopefully you get into the habits of doing the inner work first thing, but that's part of focus, I believe, that you can put those best practices and habits in place. So to remind you, moving forward, right, that everything that we've done here, it all counts, that you really do have to keep doing the inner work first thing in the morning. And if you can progress that, right, then I strongly recommend you work up to, if you can, doing what I call your hour of power in the morning. Right, because I love to take an hour out, and in that time, I'm not going to allow myself to be distracted. I really am going to say no to the noise, turn off all the noise, and I'm going to do whatever you might call a blueprint or my meditation. I'm going to, within that, set those 5 daily goals every morning, turn those goals into priority actions. And, you know, people might do it once in a while, but then again, like everything else, they start it and they stop it. And I think it's important, and again, this is all linked with focus, to focus on during the day your peak performance time, and you use your best hours to do your money-making activities, right? So whenever you're most alert, when you've got most energy during the day, identify those cycles. And they're the times when you make those calls or take those high leverage actions. They are not the times to be cleaning your desk or doing the housework. Not saying those things don't get done, of course they do. Right? But the money making activities have got to come first. The high leverage actions have got to come first. And again, totally linked into this laser focus, it's important that you do create blocks of time. If you've heard me say this before, I want to remind you over and over again. You've got to be able to push things aside for anywhere from 60 to 75 to 90 minutes of time. You might find if you get into something, it could go on even more. But you see, we don't normally block out the time. We don't allow ourselves because we're too distracted. So you really have to learn to protect your time and say no to the interruptions. And I do think, you know, if you can block the time out to make a series of calls, block the time out to create, whether it's, you know, I often have to do it if I'm doing a webinar. I have to take as much time as I need, and I've got to turn off all distractions and just get focused. And it's becoming harder and harder to do that because of the age we live in. And like I said before, it's going to be the most valued skill in the future, right, is the ability just to stay focused for blocks of time on the project that you're involved in and get creative, because we're becoming less creative because of the social media and the way the technology is starting to run our world. It has amazing advantages, of course, hence we're on this call and I can do it the other side of the world. But it really has its disadvantages as well. So learn to protect your time. And then I think as well, make sure that you keep the balance in your life, that you really do have that strong work ethic, like I said at the start, but that you also make sure that that you're giving yourself the space to rest and to recover and to refuel. And it's something we know, it's just not something that we do, because we're just tempted to answer that extra email that's coming in instead of maybe listening to a blueprint, instead of maybe going to the gym and making sure you're looking after your body. Right? You've got the great products, but are you actually really using everything to the best of your advantage? In my experience, people are not. They are burning themselves out. They are taking on too much. And I think you'll find that you can, you know, whittle down your to-do list again to just 5 high-leverage actions. If you were to accomplish those in your day, you'd actually move your business forward significantly. So you've got to make it a habit, I think, to take that time out, even just to pause, to breathe deeply, to practice being in the now, even if it's just taking the 5 or 10 minutes out at different times. Make it a habit to do exercise, right? If you've let that go by the wayside, again, it's when you don't feel like doing it and you go ahead and you do, that's when you grow, that's when you know it's a habit. So even just 3-4 times a week, whatever it is you do, make sure you do it. And then, and I've mentioned this before, but again, just to keep you focused, right, to make sure that you do create a weekly plan so that you schedule in everything. You schedule in your workouts, you schedule in your playtime, but you also schedule in, of course, your high-leverage activities and everything you're going to do. People schedule in too much, and often they're just not planning their week. So I like to make sure that you're really reviewing the week that's just gone and just taking notes and saying, okay, I didn't do that well in that area, so let me see if I can do better the next week. And savor, appreciate, and enjoy. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. You've got to do that because it really will help you to attract even more great things. And I mention it in terms of noise and distractions, but I really believe that people need to have a much longer no list, right? Because we like to please everybody. It's not going to happen. And it's one of the great superachiever secrets is to say no to those bad habits. Only you know what they are. Say no to those distractions, to trying to please everybody all the time, to putting out endless fires, to doing someone else's job for them. Right, because these can all be excuses. Not saying you don't help people, but you've got to take ownership of your own agenda in your day and not be pulled in a million different directions. Just checking in, are you with me on this? Yeah? So it's a good, I think, refresher, but also I think you'll get some little distinctions in some of the key areas that will move you forward, remind you to make it a habit. And then I think that number 10, a very important word for me, is certainty, right? Because it takes all of the guesswork out of, you know, am I going to be successful? Is it going to happen? I think you've absolutely got to train yourself to reach a point where the goals that you're going, that you have for yourself, the big vision that you have for your life is absolutely going to happen. There's no doubt about it. It's an absolute conviction. It's a total certainty. And that's what you see with people who ultimately succeed in life. They know this way ahead of time. And it, of course, we say it in the alchemy system, right? That you've got to believe without any inner doubt whatsoever. And if you bring yourself to that point where it's unshakable belief, where it's a done deal, then the energy about you changes. And you can just go into situations and you can do things that the average person just can't do. Now, once you reach that point, and I think it all, everything I'm talking about here helps you, right? The focus, the relying on your intuition, the infinite intelligence, knowing there's a bigger game, knowing you're on a mission, that you're meant to succeed, that you're absolutely destined to do great things, to make a difference, right? All of that, like I said earlier, gives you a different type of security. But what you'll notice when you study anybody's life story is they knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were going to succeed and they were going to hit the big time. And I'm convinced that's not for just some people, it's for anybody. I've seen people, right, in your business, you started out and they were wavering. They didn't believe they could do it, but they increased their belief and they increased their belief to the point of absolute certainty. And there's a certain point in your journey, right, in your mindset, when you actually reach that point and then you know it's just going to happen. And then you stand back and almost marvel at how effortless everything is starting to happen. I notice that some people that I've worked with who are achieving extraordinary success now almost don't know what to do with themselves because they're making so much money and succeeding and it's so effortless and almost feeling guilty because they're working less. They're working less and they're actually achieving more success because their mindset has reached that level of certainty. So I think that level of, that having that certainty allows you to walk into a room full of people and light up the room. It's what allows healings to take place because you just, it's not a weak wish. It's not, there's no inner doubt whatsoever. You're focusing on the outcome. You keep focusing on the outcome. You keep focusing on the outcome. And suddenly it reaches a point where it's almost like it lands on your unconscious. It's like the universe is eavesdropping and suddenly hears it. Right, and then that's it. You're going to get a. That's where you're going to get a healing. You're going to get a result. You're going to get the financial result that you want. You're going to build a team that you want. You're going to get the type of people that you want. Right, it's a one-directional thing. So, I'd like to put together a blueprint for you that encompasses all that, where you allow yourself to download all those qualities. And I think that's the power of programming. Remember what we're doing here. You've got endless programs to choose from. Remember, you only have to use two of them a day, but this one will be fresh in your mind. I think it's really good when we do a blueprint like this that maybe you add this one in for a week or so, or for longer if necessary. And let it do its magic. Let it work its magic for you. Remember, there's a magic in all of this. Going back to the very first call we did on flow, you've got to get the magic activated in your life. And I think we underutilize our capacities. You know, you should be using this in every area. It can totally turn around situations for you. So you'll just notice you're able to program yourself to deliver a better presentation, to have a more effective one-to-one, to get out there and to move out of your comfort zone, to take more action, right, to seize the moment more. With everything that you want to do, you can program yourself to do it. And that's the purpose of the unconscious work that we're doing. So let's have some fun with this one. Okay, so obviously, if you're listening to this entire recording right now, maybe you're driving along and you've been listening to the audio, well, this is the part where you know I'm going to say you can't listen to the next part. So if you're driving a car, you switch this part off. However, if you are in a place where you can totally relax and let go, well, just let everything, let me do the work for you here, right? Let me, like I said to you from the get-go, be that voice on your shoulder, your other shoulder, that tells you that you can do it, right? When you waver and you doubt and, you know, you have a few wobbles, okay, well, you know, this is the time just to allow me to be your coach, until you bring yourself back to the point where you can do it yourself. Okay? Fantastic. All right. Alrighty then, go ahead then and close your eyes and allow yourself to let go, relax, and enjoy the process. Think of it as like handing over the goals that you want to this other part of you. So any worries or concerns that you have, any problems that you have, any goals that you want, just give yourself permission to hand them over to this greater, more powerful part of you, which wants to sort it out for you anyway. So it's kind of like getting out of your own way, if you can think of this. And just step back and look at the bigger journey that you're on here, your own hero's journey. And as you step back, you'll see that everything is happening for a reason, that you've answered your call to adventure, that you are going to be tested, but as you move forward, you're going to be able to handle greater amounts of challenge without getting into meltdown. You're going to be able to build your character. You can overcome any adversity and achieve any goal that you want. So imagine yourself now moving out of your comfort zone, answering the call, and embracing the challenges that come your way. So I want you to imagine that there's this pipeline that's going from the top of your head, and it's hooked up to all that there is, the quantum field, the universal mind, whatever you want to call it, and pouring in through the top of your head are all these qualities and characteristics of mind that will allow you to achieve your grandest vision, your wildest expectations. So allowing authenticity to flow in, or whatever is needed just to unleash the authentic you that's already there, like a magic ingredient. So just feel how good it feels to know that from now on, day by day, in every way, you're going to show up as the authentic you, the highest ideal of yourself. And no one can fill your shoes better than you. You have unique gifts to offer your team, to offer the world. So just allowing yourself to be your authentic you, allowing courage to flow down into your consciousness now, the courage to face any fear. And at times even feel the fear and do it anyway. To overcome any fears you have of success or failure or change. Fear of what other people think. As Emerson said, do the thing you're afraid to do and the death of fear is certain. So feel yourself now becoming more courageous as you listen to this. The courage filling up every single cell from the top of your head right down to the tips of your toes. And flowing into your mindset now through the pipeline from the infinite is commitment. The commitment to get behind your dreams, to have that burning desire to go for it. Well, you're not just interested in achieving your goals and being all you can be, but you're absolutely committed You're absolutely committed and you have that conviction. That's right. Feel how wonderful that feels, and people feel it from you. But it allows you to dig deeper, to build even more character, and to have more resilience. So just imagine resilience now being downloaded into your subconscious. The level of resilience is necessary for you to go the extra mile, to go all the way, because only the strong and the resilient get to live their dream. And now imagine downloading patience. As you align with the infinite laws that govern the universe, one of the big ones is to have patience. It is only a matter of time. Moving forward, you course correct as you extract the learnings. And you can reframe everything that you do. So you just find successfully ways that don't work as you move towards your vision. Now just imagine downloading more passion. And that passion, again, just flowing into the top of your head and filling up all of your mind cells with that energy and enthusiasm. So much so, there's no room for doubt or even logic. Having that passion is so contagious. Picture yourself now, animated, alive, getting out there, taking those high leverage actions, filled with passion, and people really responding in positive ways. Downloading trust. Notice how that feels as you download that extra level of trust necessary for you. Just let the magic work for you even more. Will you trust in the process? You trust in yourself. Notice how, and you can picture this very clearly, other people trust you faster than ever before. As people are drawn to you, and because they trust you, they want to join your team. They want to join your quest. And now download the required level of intuition that allows you to go deeper than the average person. So you rely on that sixth sense, if you like, that extra awareness where you're guided, directed, moved from this deeper part of you to be in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people and the right opportunities. Along the way, being connected to the wisdom of your intuition allows you to maintain your sense of humor amidst negative situations. And now downloading unopposed laser focus. The ability to stay focused on any goal to the exclusion of the opposition. And you know, as you download this laser focus, how important that is. It's like the magic bullet that breathes life into everything else. So I want you to imagine this laser beam coming from your forehead, and it's going into every area of your life, giving you more presence that allows you to create connection. But it means you put those habits into place, doing the inner work that you're doing now, setting your daily goals, creating those blocks of time to get things done, protecting your time, using your best hours to do your money-making activities, keeping that balance. Picture yourself now enjoying the journey, being more self-disciplined, exercising more regularly, planning your week. And now just allowing yourself to tap into the certainty of mind, letting that just fill up all of your mind, all of your body, and it's the absolute conviction to know that you're destined for greatness, you're meant to succeed at the highest level. So just remind yourself of your big vision, your invincible vision, and you're prepared to fight for that vision. And it allows you to walk into any room full of people and light up the room. Having that absolute certainty and total conviction allows you to alter the energy in any situation and to really get serious about living the life of your dreams and accomplishing anything. So feeling excited, having downloaded the superachiever mindset, go ahead, and when you're ready, just open your eyes. Okay, so hopefully that just, again, reinforces everything that we've been talking about and covering. And, you know, believe me when I tell you, I've seen it over and over again. Once you keep doing this and keep doing the inner work, I've often stopped working with people, either in groups like this or in individual sessions, and they've just kept going with it. And just little improvements on a daily basis, maybe even a weekly basis, you know, as long as you don't stop, then you will absolutely get there. And then I've had so many people come back to me 3 months later, 6 months later, sometimes a year later and say, whoa, you know what, all of the goals have now happened. They often didn't happen when I thought they would happen. Nonetheless, they have happened. And then as you grow in confidence and build your mindset, then you'll notice that the goals happen faster than you imagined. And you'll achieve your targets way ahead of time. So the whole thing is incredibly exciting. And I just, again, advise that you get serious about running your mind and about taking ownership of your life and achieving your goals. Remember I said from the start here that it is about being professional at running your business, but also professional at running your mind. And let's face it, regardless of all the challenges that you have in your life right now, you still have the choice, moment to moment, what thoughts are going to fill up your head, right? So it's just intelligent, it's just smart to choose better thoughts. Because at least if you choose better thoughts that take you out of the lower energy, you're going to see the solution to problems. You're going to be of more value to everyone around you. Often when people are losing their head around you, you can be that rock for people. You can be that security for people just by running your mind professionally. And I think at the end of the day, we all want the same things. You know, sure, people's goals in terms of the amount of money that they make and the lifestyle they want to have, that's individual to every person. But ultimately, we all want freedom, right? And I think that's our birthright. I think that's who we are when all is said and done, that we're meant to have that freedom. So finally, I'll just remind you that you will not go far wrong moving forward if you just continue to push the positive buttons. No matter what, right, just keep looking inside your mind, look for the great in things, even in negative situations, look for the bigger picture, look for the lesson, look for the good in people, look for the good in your life, feel gratitude for that, appreciation for that, right, and also appreciation and gratitude for all of the great things that have yet to come. And once you create that perfect mental climate, then you'll do so much good in the world, and you'll create such an amazing atmosphere and energy in your team. So be the good gardener who goes into the garden of your mind, and you train yourself to water the flowers and ignore the weeds, because you're then on the wavelength of what I am convinced, and what, you know, quantum physics will talk about. You're aligned with this flow, this universal field, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it, which is always looking to give you a better life, solve your problems, and you tap into that. You get in on that wavelength. So ultimately, I would say just keep on keeping on, everyone. Thank you so much for playing Full Out. And, you know, you've got endless. You have the tools. Believe me, I put a lot of work, as you know, into all those recordings. So use them. Use them strategically. Don't just go through the motions with them. Yes, there's going to be times when you want to take a break. It'll just happen naturally, and that's okay. And then you'll come back even stronger. Okay? But they're there, and your success is there for the taking. So finally, I'll just leave you with a quote from one of my heroes, and that is Gandhi: be the change you wish to see in the world. So once again, thank you for participating, and I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you the results along your journey. So keep going for it. God bless, and we shall talk soon. Bye for now. It might seem-